USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The annual National Catholic Prayer Breakfast this morning is addressed by President Trump's acting chief of staff. Mick Mulvaney tells the audience of about 1,000 Catholics that the president supports religious freedom for all, but often brings up the threats facing Christians when he meets with foreign leaders.
I can assure you that I have been sitting with him in the Oval Office, in the Cabinet Room, with leaders from around the world, where he will look at them and say, "Now, you're not doing enough to take care of the Christians in your country," or "Thank you for helping the Christians in your country."
Mulvaney also says the president encourages people of all religions and faiths who work at the White House to take their faith and work it into our policies, in his words. Arguments have begun before the Supreme Court over a proposed citizenship question on the 2020 census that the administration supports. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. We also stock the quantities of the supplies you use most. Buy in bulk and get additional savings on fence pickets, posts, and concrete every day. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See ProDesk for details.
Sacramento Kings head coach Luke Walton's facing a lawsuit after a woman claims the NBA coach sexually assaulted her in 2016. The former reporter for Spectrum Sportsnet and Sportsnet LA Kelly Tennant says he was an assistant coach with the Golden State Warriors at the time. The NBA is launching its own investigation. Authorities in Sri Lanka now say there was a specific motive for the Easter morning bombings at hotels and churches that killed more than 320 people. The defense minister there says they were carried out to avenge the deaths of Muslims in attacks at two mosques in New Zealand last month. A right-wing extremist group in New Zealand is charged with the shootings that killed 50 people during the Friday prayers at two mosques in Christchurch. Meanwhile, while Sri Lankan authorities believe it was a homegrown jihadist group behind the Easter morning attacks, ISIS is now claiming responsibility for them. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 19th Democrat announcing a run for the White House, and Joe Biden's name still not on the list. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton makes an announcement on Monday morning in a video posted online.
I'm running because we have to beat Donald Trump. And I want us to beat Donald Trump because I love this country.
Moulton is a 40-year-old Marine combat veteran who was awarded a Bronze Star for his service in Iraq. He's in his third term representing a district north of Boston. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It is widely expected that the former Vice President, Joe Biden, will announce his intentions at a news conference Wednesday. The State Department confirms Americans have died in the Easter Sunday terrorist attack. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the very latest.
At least four Americans have died in a terrorist attack on Christian churches and two luxury hotels in Sri Lanka. John Miller is a New York City Police Department's Deputy Commissioner of Counterintelligence and Terrorism. He tells CBS This Morning.
What you're looking at is the kind of operation that would take a great deal of organization, a good deal of funding, and more importantly, a fairly large number of people for your average terrorist plot, which increases operational security. How do they run this for so long with so much planning and so many wheels turning? And without it being found. Exactly, Gail.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.